Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of How About Them Chiefs. Hey, guys, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the preview of the Raiders and Chiefs game. And today my special guest is my brother, Stu. We're going to try to do this without our kids. We only got like 30, 20 minutes tops. So let's give him a call. Welcome to the program. This is the next episode of How About Them Chiefs. And today's guest I have is Stuart Smith. So first question, I'll just dive right into it. Why are you a Chief fan?
I'm doing the thing with the number one podcast in America right now. I am a Chiefs fan because if I wasn't a Chiefs fan, I wouldn't be alive. My dad grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, as you know. And if we were not Chief fans, we would not be living today. It was basically a rule in the household where if we weren't wearing red and yellow, we weren't allowed. We weren't fed. We didn't have shelter. That was just the rules.
Okay.
So it was more of a forced thing.
Okay. So if you had to pick who is your favorite Chief right now?
You have to go with Patrick Mahomes just because the Chiefs have never historically had a quarterback that they've drafted that's ever been a game changer. And now that we have Patrick Mahomes, who is arguably the best quarterback in the NFL, I'd have to say right now Patrick Mahomes, because I think overall he's a good not only is he an amazing athlete, but I think he's a good role model for kids. But I would say right now it's probably Pat Mahomes.
Okay.
Or Naughty. I like Naughty too.
Okay.
I like their big defensive tackle. He's fun to watch.
That was definitely Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I play quarterback, so it's hard to say not to. And then also, I think he's a game changer, like you were saying. So let's go back. So who do you think is your all-time favorite Chief, if you had to pick one?
If I had to pick all-time favorite Chief, that's a really tough question. I would probably say Tony Gonzalez. Because arguably he's one of the greatest tight ends of all time. Being a former basketball player, he just really, I think, opened the gates for a lot of tight ends. Had that background, and now we're fortunate to be a Chiefs fan. We've always have great tight ends. Going from Tony Gonzalez now to Travis Kelce. But I would say all time favorite would be Tony Gonzalez, just because I just feel like he was a good role model, but also a phenomenal athlete. So I'd say he's my all-time favorite Chief.
I think definitely mine was always been Derek Thomas. I mean, just seeing the 7 sacks he did live on television was probably the craziest thing I've seen. It's kind of funny because they did that all-time, I don't know if you saw the 100 all-time best football players are doing right now this series on NFL, and they left out Derek Thomas on the linebackers, which I was very shocked, but I think he still gets some love. It's just he took it way too early.
We need to talk about Jared Allen, though, number 69.
Oh, yeah.
He was probably the most charismatic player, had the handlebars, would show up in his Cadillac with the, cow horns or whatever that was. That was probably – he was a lot of fun to watch because he was like a 5th or 6th round draft pick, but really he was a lot of fun to watch. I would say got to give him a shout-out.
All right. All right, so fair enough. So now let's dive into it right now. I mean, it's Raiders week. I mean, are you excited? Are you excited for this matchup coming up today?
I'm excited and confident because I feel like we're going to be in Arrowhead, where it's going to be 30 degrees. Carr does not do. I think he's got 3 wins in the 30 degree weather or below. I think that it's always fun to watch Gruden lose. Especially in Arrowhead. I can't wait. I think coming back from a bye, Andy Reid, he's like 17 or 18-0 or 18-2, whatever it is when it comes to coming back from byes. And everyone's going to be healthier.
Yeah, I think he's going to be what, 18-2? So he'll be 19-2 for sure.
All right. Because we have to pay babysitters to watch our kids as we do this.
Yeah. So who do you think? What do you think is going to be the outcome of this game coming up against the Raiders and Chiefs?
What do you expect? I think a couple things. I think what was cool about the last game that I liked was that we started off slow, which has been pretty typical this year, but we scored 4 touchdown passes in 1 quarter. So I just hope, and I think we're going to jump ahead pretty quickly because, like I said, with Andy Reid having a bye, I think that's going to be huge. But I think it's going to be – I think the Chiefs are going to score right out the gate, and I think we're just going to blow them away. That's what I think is going to happen because
okay. I mean,
thing being rested.
I don't know if you caught the Jets and Raiders last week, but the Jets basically just destroyed the Raiders. And if the Jets' offense can score that many points, I am feeling pretty confident the Chiefs will do the same. Like you said, like I think the Chiefs will start off fast. But the one important thing I think about this key thing about this game is that the Raiders' run game is very effective with that Josh Jacobs, the rookie out of Alabama. I think he's arguably could be the rookie of the year. So if the Chiefs don't stop him, it'll be a long day because Jay Gruden, you know, or John Gruden likes to run that West Coast offense to keep the backs involved and the running game to grind it out, like he likes to say, like grind it. So I think the biggest key for the Chiefs is that definitely need to stop that run game. I think offensively, I think the Chiefs, I mean, they have every weapon available this week except Damian Williams. They have their offensive line actually all healthy for the first time since week one. So I think it's a very key element for the Chiefs this week. And we're in Arrowhead. I mean, it's going to be crazy loud. So I'm feeling really confident. So
I think what's exciting too is the way the Chiefs beat the Vikings, because arguably they're a really, I would say, top five like running team.
Right.
And for whatever reason, the Chiefs are beating the Ravens, and everyone keeps saying that, oh, the kryptonite to the Chiefs is running the football, which it is, but the best running team in the NFL is the Ravens, and we've beat them twice. So I think what's going to be exciting to see is how Spags is going to incorporate a good defense to go against Gruden and their offense, those big offensive linemen for the Raiders. But I just feel confident because Carr doesn't play well in the winter, in the cold. It's going to be in Arrowhead. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be loud. I think Mahomes is just going to light it up. I can't wait.
I mean, it's the Raiders-Chiefs rivalry game, you know, and a lot of things on the line right now, because if the Chiefs lose, then the Raiders will be tied with them for the lead in the AFC West. So like you said, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a big game. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen. I mean, I think Frank Clark's finally healthy. I see him last game just creating havoc against the Chargers, making Phillip Rivers, you know, making bad throws. And I really think this defense is starting to step up, seeing the right direction. And now that we've gotten everyone healthy back, basically, I really think we should destroy the Raiders today. But like I said, though, it's a rival game. It's always close. So we'll see what happens. Who do you think on the Chiefs do you think will have a great game? Like, who do you think is going to be the, I guess not the X factor, but the breakout person to this game? Because it seems like every week we have someone on offense different. Like DeMarcus Robinson was the last receiver that went off. So who do you think is going to go off this week? Like, who do you think is going to be your key player that you think is going to be heavily involved this week to keep this winning streak going?
My key player for today's game is going to be Sammy Watkins. I think he's going to have a breakout game. I think coming back recently from these injuries, now that he's more health after the bye week, I think you see what you saw him do against the Jaguars. I think you're going to see something like that tonight today. I'm sorry, dude. I accidentally kicked my son. But yes, I will say I think Sammy Watkins is going to have a phenomenal game. He's going to be the X factor. I think they're going to be doubling up on Kelsey. I think they're going to be trying to keep Mahomes in the box. I think it's going to leave a lot of drag routes for Watkins. And I think his ability to break tackles and after the first hit is going to be on a full showcase today. So my breakout player is Mr. Watkins.
All right. I like that. I think it's really good if he breaks out this week because we haven't really seen much from Sammy since week one. But like you said, I think – Raiders are, I think they're really going to try to do too, is keep Tyreek Hill away from deep balls, which, you know, good luck with that. I don't think that doesn't matter. Pretty much any defense we have against us with Tyreek Hill, we somehow find ways to get him the ball deep. But I think a lot, I think Sammy Watkins, like he says, going to be heavy involved this week. And I think Travis Kelce too will still be, because I think Mahomes is going to have to throw underneath this week if the Raiders are really going to stop the deep throws. If not, Tyreek Hill is going to go off today. So, and then another thing, what do you think is going on with the Chiefs running game? Like, who do you think is going to be a lead back today? Because I know we have McCoy had the concussion, but I think he's okay to play. I know Damian Williams got the rib injury, and then we have Darnell Williams. So who do you think is going to lead the carries this week between the running backs? If you had a pick.
Well, I think it's going to be Williams. It's going to be one of the Williams, right? They're always, you know, literally have the same last name. But yes, I think it's going to be Williams. I think he had a lot of spark last game. I think he's good out of the backfield catching balls. But I also think McCoy is going to be involved heavily today as well. I think to answer your first question, what happened running game with the Chiefs, I think Andy Reid is just so excited with all his weapons, he just simply forgets to, hey, well, we can run the ball too. So literally, I just think someone to say, hey, Andy, let's do that thing called run the ball too, because we're all exciting watching Mahomes throw it out of the stadium, which he has done. If you haven't seen that video, I encourage all listeners to watch that video. But yeah, I think he simply just forgets that we can run the football. But I think, I think Williams is going to be carrying the load today. But it is a concern that I hate using being negative, but there is a concern with me, if you look historically of championship teams, when it comes to December and January, when it's cold, you got to be able to run the football. And ever since we lost the running back last year, which we have all seen that video, Kareem Hunt, I think we really have missed some steps when it comes to running the football. But I think we'll get some traction today, but I'm excited to see him throw out of the stadium. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think it's the biggest concern I've had this year with the Chiefs has been the run game, established run game, because if you want to close out games, which I think is the number one thing, I think it's been the ugly thing for the Chiefs this year, has been closing out games. I mean, we've had too many games where we're blowing teams out and they're coming back and we just can't run the clock out. We can't, you know, Andy Reid gets all conservative. Everyone says, oh, his play calling is terrible, but we just can't run the ball. And I think a lot of it helps this week is that we have our offensive line back now. We're healthy. But I think Darnell Williams is definitely the most physical running back. He showed that a lot last week against the Chargers, running over defenders, especially the one in the end zone. Then he comments saying it's too easy. I think he needs to be more involved. And we need to close out games if we're up by a lot of points. You know, you got to be able to run the ball like you were saying. I mean, the Ravens are so effective right now because they're being able to control the clock, run the ball. Lamar Jackson's doing his thing. So I think if the Chiefs start, you know, getting up all heavy, you know, pass heavy, it's nice when we have all those weapons and we're getting open and scoring touchdowns. But when it comes into December and January, you got to have that running game. I mean, the Patriots, I hate to bring this up, but last year, you know, they beat us doing that. They ran the ball all the way down our throats and got the game-winning touchdown. So if we can start running the ball, I think we'll be unstoppable. So that being said, who do you think on defense is going to have a big impact today?
I think I'm getting arrested by my son. He's got his cop outfit on. Jones. I think Jones is having a breakout game today. I think he's going to get in the face of Mr. Carr today. I think a combination with him and Frank Clark is going to be overwhelming for that offensive unit for the Raiders, because they will be playing behind most of the game today. They're not going to rely on the run game. So I think Jones and Frank Clark will have big games just because they're just going to pin their ears back because, like I said, I think the run game is going to be diminished pretty quickly because the Chiefs are going to get start ahead pretty quick.
Yeah, like you touched back on that. I think it's very important for the Chiefs this week is to get a head start, get a big start going. I know last week was kind of slow, almost cost us the game, and our defense made turnovers and kept us in it. But I don't think we're going to struggle on offense this week. I think we got everyone going. Everyone's be excited, and it should be a great game for the offense. I'm just hoping to see our defense stop that run game of Josh Jacobs and being able to get the defense off the, or get the offense back on the field, and let's take over this game. So I think that's one of the key things today too. Also, so last thing I'll have to ask you too is, where are you gonna be watching this game today?
I'll be watching this game on my couch with my Lennon and Boston. They both have their Patrick Mahomes jerseys. So, and Kim, my wife, will be. Okay, thanks, Lennon. Kim will be wearing my Patrick Mahomes jersey, so I'll probably be wearing probably a vintage 1970s beanie, Chiefs beanie. I'll be wearing my traditional Russell extra-large Chiefs sweatpants that I bought about 5 years ago in my Uggs, and really excited. We're watching it in our TV room, and it's going to be on full blast, and probably going to order some chicken wings and light on the sauce this time and some pizza.
Sounds great, man. Enjoy the game with your family. Sounds like it'll be a perfect Sunday. I'll be doing the same, watching the game with my three boys. And thanks again for coming on this podcast. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes of upcoming Chief games. And don't forget, we're on Instagram, How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. Again, thanks for listening, and go Chiefs.